Hello.
Hello, my name is Alexander. I am calling from the Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for donations. Am I speaking today to Suzanne Haukarshin?
Suzanne who?
My name is Alexander and I am calling with the Opinion Research doing a public opinion survey.
Yeah, but who did
about
you want
Fresno
to talk
County.
To?
To Suzanne Goodwin.
Okay, yes.
Hello, Suzanne. Are you registered to vote in the Fresno County?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. Thank you. If you don't mind to answer a few questions, it would be really fast. We're just trying to obtain your opinion about different subjects of the Fresno County. Is that okay?
Okay, if it's real quick, I'm in cooking in the kitchen.
Okay, it would be quick. Thank you. I appreciate it. So give me 1 second. Okay. On March the 5th of this year, Miss, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know that it is a way long way off, but what are the chances of your voting on the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote?
I plan to, yes. I will be there.
Okay, thank you. In the presidential primary elections, some people vote for the president and the state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote on March primary election, what are the chances that you're voting for local offices as well, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors?
Yep, I will.
Appreciate it. Just for, this is not trying to gather personal information, just trying to make sure that you are on the right age. Can I know the year that you were born?
1962.
Appreciate it. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, people in my household are, yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. Is that you or is a household member? I'm sorry.
Household members.
Appreciate
Not
it.
Me. Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American,
yes.
Hispanic,
white.
Or Latino?
White.
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 Appreciate it. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right directions, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the ground track?
Well, I'd like to think that we're in the right direction because I like our mayor, and I like our chief of police, so... for Fresno, I'm good with. California, that's another story.
I appreciate your answer. Now, I am going to read you a list of concerns that many people have, you know, about living in the Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for the Fresno County supervisor. The parental rights in education, jobs and wages, water policy, housing affordability, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges,
mm-hmm.
homelessness, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, or other.
Can I say all? Is that not an option?
Be honest with you. Well,
okay, so
actually, they're trying
issue.
To know the specific most important for you. I'm sorry.
Well, right now, because I have young grandkids in school, I think it's important. I don't like the way the schools are going. That's really ugly, and I think it's important for parents to have a say-so. So many parents that I talk to are at the point of just pulling their kids out of public school, and I like the idea of the charter schools, and I don't like the way the public education is going. So that's high for me. But is it the highest? Maybe. Because the kids, because it's going the way that the whole world is going, you know, and not everybody in the world believes the same thing. But the media exploits things, and so that's why you think that everything is that way. But many middle Americans do not believe in those things. So I would say that's my top priority right there.
Appreciate your answer. Thank you. You were going over the 30% of the poll. If you don't mind to continue just a few minutes more with me, I will really appreciate it, and I will make sure to do it as fast as possible. Okay, now I am going to review the names of some public figures. I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as favorable or unfavorable to you. So the first one is Gary Bredefeld.
Favorable.
Thank you. Do you think that will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Gavin Newsom.
That's unfavorable in my book.
Unfavorable? Is it what you said? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. It will be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. This is my opinion, right?
This is your opinion, and it will not be shared. It is completely confidential.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Steve Brundle.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Paul Dictos.
I know he's been around for a long time. I don't know who is running against him, if anybody, because normally he just gets it every year. But I guess I would say favorable.
Thank you. It is very favorable or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Appreciate it. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, moving to the next section. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Steve Brundle, county supervisors and businessmen, Paul Dictus, CPA and county assessor recorder, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member. For whom would you vote?
Oh, they're all running for the same office?
Yes, for the Fresno County Board of Supervisors.
Okay. I would vote for Gary Bredefeld, I think.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Bredefeld? As a businessman, council member, are you very certain or somewhat or not certain
somewhat,
at all?
Somewhat. Because I normally will read up on all of this, and I am familiar with his views, and so they're very favorable in my opinion, but I'll still read up on everybody just to be sure.
I appreciate your opinion. We're going over the 50% of this poll, so in just a few minutes, we'll be done. I appreciate your time. So how would you like to rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as the county supervisor? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So these are the descriptions. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Wait, can you repeat that again?
Yes, a candidate who has led the effort to remove any pornographic materials from the county library. Are you likely to vote for this kind of candidate or
yes.
Not likely?
Yes. No, I am very likely.
Appreciate it. A candidate who is 80 years old.
What's that?
a candidate who is 80 years old, would you be more or less likely to vote?
I'd be less likely to vote, but it would depend on who the candidate is and what their qualifications and how their faculties are.
Okay,
again,
so that would be
try to study that, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, appreciate it. A candidate who is Democrat?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Very favorable.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Well, that would be very favorable if it could happen.
Thank you. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
That would be favorable.
Somewhat or very likely for you to vote for this candidate?
Very, very, very likely.
Thank you. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Very unfavorable.
A candidate who served in military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Oh, that would be favorable.
Thank you. Would be very likely for you to vote for this kind of candidate or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Appreciate it. Now, next I'm going to read you the statements about three candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would like to vote for this candidate.
Okay.
We're running over the 75% of completion, so I appreciate the last minutes of your time. So the next statement is for Paul Dictus. He currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for the county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing. He will fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say that there is no chance or is a really good chance for you to vote for this Paul Dictus as a county supervisor?
And is it just no chance or favorable chance?
No, it is a no chance, a small chance, fair chance, or a really good chance.
Small chance.
Small chance. Thank you. Now, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend all rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and or military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure all rights and concerns are being listened to and respected. After hearing that information, will you say that as well, there is no chance, and a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance for you to vote for Gary Bredefeld as a county supervisor?
Good chance.
Thank you. Steve Rondeau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Rondeau has defended the North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought against keeping our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rondeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic materials from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and the quality of life. Again, is there a small chance, no chance, a fair chance, or a really good chance for you to vote for Steve Rondeau for the county supervisor?
There's a good chance.
Appreciate it. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Dionne Ordaz, Steve Brundall, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictus, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, and Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and Council Member, for whom would you vote?
Well, I said Gary Bredefeld, and I do like Steve Brandau as well. I didn't realize that they were running for the same office. It would come down to either one of those. And
do you have any inclination to vote for either or would you wait and be undecided for now?
It might be undecided for now. I said Gary Bredefeld before, but you read me off some really good points on Steve Brandau. So I'm on the fence with him.
Okay. Appreciate it. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or
Republican.
What?
Republican.
Republican. Appreciate it. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong. Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate,
yes,
or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Appreciate it. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Appreciate it. And do you currently own your home, or do you rent, or are you living with some friends?
I own it.
Appreciate it. So this concludes the survey. I really appreciate your participation today, and thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.